After 13 years in education, Sally Brown decided to leave her career in education, but after 6 months, things weren't working out for her family financially. So Sally got to work looking for ways to add income to her family's budget. She dabbled with photography years ago, but put it on the back burner to pursue her education career. Today, I'm talking with Sally about how she picked up the camera again and turned herself into more than a self-taught mom with a camera and her $3,200 portrait order.
Hey there, my name's Sarah Petty, and I went from a stressed out, overworked mama with three babies to being named one of America's most profitable photographers without working my kids' lives away. Now I'm the founder of the Photography Business Institute, where we provide guided support from start to finish. Whether you're a beginner photographer dipping your toes in or a more advanced photographer with big income goals. Each week on this podcast, I'll show you how to find and serve photography clients in a world where we compete with free, thanks to everyone having a digital camera in their pocket. Take the first step to adding more joy and profit to your life by downloading your free photography business tools at photographybusinessinstitute.com.
Welcome, Sally.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me. I love you.
No, I love you. I'm so glad that you're here, Sally Brown. So talk about what your life looked like and where was photography when you started? What's all of that? What did that feel like?
So it's a long story that I'll make short, but I got into photography when I had my first daughter. She's 14 now. And so like many other moms, it was kind of like, well, I don't want to have to pay all this money for all these pictures, because we did the year long where it's like the 3 month, the 6 month, the 9 month, the 12 month. And I watched the photographer and I was like, I could totally do that, you know? And so,
Wait, you invested in that for your daughter, your oldest daughter.
Yes.
Oh, which I'm proud of you. It feels good to give money for photography, because it does. There's something in that when you put that money out there. It's still good for all of us photographers to pay another photographer. But I get it too. You were like, man, right? You could like put that toward a camera, you do it, and you're like, I could do that. Okay. I love
right. this story. And so, and another thing to take away from that story actually is that we bought digitals at that time, and that was over $1,000. And guess where all of those digitals are?
I can guess.
Yeah.
They're on a CD where they're not.
In a drawer.
They're not on a wall.
That's right. They're not on the wall. So we had all these pictures. I loved them so much. Like I can remember them in my head, but for some reason we just never like took that step. And so anyway, that was in the beginning. I loved it. I did a lot of photography on the side back then, under the table, you know, whatever. And so I actually traveled to Italy and took a lot of pictures there, and it just sparked something in me that I really wanted to do that. However, I was in education. At that time, I had been teaching a couple of years. I got a promotion and went to the district office, and the timing of everything, it just didn't lend itself to doing the portraits on the side as much anymore. And so I focused on education. And so as a lot of other people have kind of said, like COVID hit, the world changes and you have to kind of readjust. And I was in IT at the time. So as much as everyone else's life changed, we were working like 18-hour days. It was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And teaching people how to learn and teach online and everything. And so anyway, my mom actually came to live with us because she had some health issues and she had COVID, and we had to deal with like all of the ramifications of that. And
So you just put photography on the side, or were you digital?
Right. Everything went on the side then. Like I was, I had to actually step away from education, and I was taking care of her full time. But after 6 months, I'm a people person, and we also needed money. And so I needed to figure something out, and I felt like I had been pretty good at photography. And so I was like, I'll do that again. And so I started getting busy. And I decided that I needed to make it a legitimate business, get my insurance, get my license, do all of the right things the right way, because I wanted my name on it and our family's name on it. And so I did that. And then I found you shortly thereafter in like a Facebook ad or something.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the free challenges, fell in love with your personality. Super excited. I got a scholarship to Go Boutique Live and loved that. That was fantastic. And wanted more, you know? And so felt like a sponge. My husband at that time was not ready for me to make any kind of major investment, like to do Boutique Breakthrough or anything like that. And so I was like, I'm resourceful. Like, I'll scrounge, I'll find things online. I can put these things together and like make something of it. Right. That's funny. And so I didn't have time for all that. Like, I could put enough together, but it wasn't getting me where I needed to go. And so I did Boutique Breakthrough and it was amazing.
I got to jump in because you actually had to put it on a credit card, didn't you?
I did. Yep.
And that wasn't something you guys do.
No, it was terrifying. We have done Dave Ramsey. We've done other debt, you know, programs, and I had not had a credit card for 20 years. And, I really did not want to do that, but at the same time, I got an 18-month no interest credit card. And I was like, if I do what she's telling me to do, then I can just pay off the credit card. My husband realized that I wasn't going to let it go. Like, this was really important to me. And he said, I'm trusting you with this. Like, if this is something that you have to do, then you're going to have to pay it. Like, you have to do this. We're not taking on a bunch of debt for no reason. And so I made that class my job. I mean, that was, you know, full-time. I took it very seriously. I felt like it's a really special opportunity and we don't get that much access to you. So it's like, we needed to soak all of that in, and I was able to make my price list and everything that we did in the program. I would have eventually done it, but I was able to like put it in fast gear and go. And so, you know, it's been a blessing for me. Oh gosh, Christian just talked about how she's made more with her few clients than she did the past 25. The same is true for me. You know, all of those years put together, dabbling around, I've made more since Boutique Breakthrough than all of that put together. And so you can't really argue with that. Like,
I mean, it's scary going in if you've never used credit cards, and, you know, successful business people know that they're going to probably need to use other people's money, because if we wait till we have all the money to invest in our business, like everybody puts it on credit and then you pay back with interest and you make more money, then you get, you go to the next thing. And so having never done that, I'm really proud of you that you said, and you fought for yourself and you said, look, I will do this. And that's part of personal responsibility. I will be the one to pay that back.
Right.
And so you didn't know how long it would take you though.
No.
So your first Julie, what was the amount of your first Julie?
$3,200. And that was amazing. Felt life-changing. And I felt so confident. Like, I knew, I think that investing in myself made it where I felt like I was a legitimate business person and that I had the right to charge that. Whereas before, I was just like, I'm just another mom with a camera. Like, you know, so I feel like psychologically it does something for you to help you like get over that hurdle. And so I really appreciated that and just the newfound confidence that it gave me, because yes, the Julie was amazing and I needed the money to like further justify my decision. But at the same time, I think it was the confidence that it gave me, because I had a beautiful price list. I had a beautiful sample. I had all this stuff. I had I had this gorgeous presentation that I was able to show her, and I went in expecting her to want it, like, not like, oh, do you want this? I don't know. It's expensive. Like, I wasn't scared to say it. I felt like it was worthy of that. And so, you know, it took a little while because she was actually a client before Boutique Breakthrough, but her son was graduating and they just had the parties and like all the things, and I didn't want to rush her. So it was actually like a 2-month break where I would just kind of like jump back in and say, hey, I hope the party went well, or I hope graduation was nice, so that she knew I didn't forget about her.
Yeah.
But I just wanted her to appreciate those last few months with her son. And then when we finally made the appointment, she was so appreciative. You know, it was just about having patience and serving her where she was. And I think that that helped us establish a better relationship, like long-term.
Yeah. So when you got, I want to go back to your Julie. When you got that Julie and you told your husband, what did he say?
He was shocked. I mean, it was really fun to come home and like, I didn't come in and like bust the door down. Like, what's up? This is what happened. I kind of played it cool to see, like, let's surprise him. And oh yeah, it was $3,200.
So you go, wait, what? $32?
Yeah. Wait, what? That's right. So it was pretty fun. That is
so cool. So yeah. He's seeing the proof of using other people's money and how it can get you where you want to go faster.
Correct. And he's been great. I couldn't ask for better. He's been super supportive since that. I mean, really from the beginning, but you know, it's a struggle. We're on one income, like officially, but like Ryan, like I've picked up some things and I'm not just out here hoping and praying for the best or only on social media. Like I'm implementing a lot of different things and putting myself out there in the community and doing some volume work for schools, like for sports teams and stuff, because that will help continue to pay the bills and find prospects within those groups that are my ideal client.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to do what you have to do while you're growing. But my biggest takeaway, honestly, is that you have to be willing to grow as a person to grow into that person that's bringing in that money. Like, that's great that you want to make $100,000. I want to make $100,000 too, wherever Christian went, but like, that's my goal too.
Yeah.
But I can't be the same person then that I was when I came into this because that person didn't make $100,000.
Yeah. So, like, what got you here won't get you there. So correct. Who's that person that I'm stepping into, which you already have it in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just drawing it out.
Yeah. You have these two girls. How have you changed in relationship to your business? That are they seeing it? Are they feeling the benefits of you doing this?
They do. They love it. My oldest daughter actually texted me today panicking because they didn't find a photographer in time for their sports pictures. And she was like, Mom, they're going to do it with a cell phone. Please help, you know? And so I'm going to save them tomorrow, but yeah, it's great. And I feel like they're proud of it. They've actually, my oldest is 14 and she's incorporated some of her friends like, hey, can you share this out for my mom and stuff like that on social media. And my little one is about to be 5 and she tells everyone, my mom's a photographer and, you know, what do you like being a photography mom and, you know, all of that. And so I'm actually doing her pre-K class, 100 kids at her school. So, like I said, it helps me, find my ideal clients within those groups. And it, I've really enjoyed this transition into like a real business owner. It feels different. You know,
yeah, it so does. And before Boutique Breakthrough, you were charging about how much per session?
In the very beginning, like $50 to $100. When I started again, like last year at the end of the year, it was $200. And I was
going faster down the wrong road.
Yeah, yeah.
Farther away from the goal, working all the time, like were your kids. Yeah. Like you were doing that whole editing game, right?
Yes. Editing all the time. That was ridiculous. And I mean, there's still editing, but I've learned about so many other resources and you have to also be willing to grow and like let go of things that no longer serve you. And that was one of the things that I took away from something you told us that like, if it's not building your business, is it worth holding on to like with the editing? And some of it's very personal. Like I get that because as an artist, like you want it to look a certain way, but there are some things that it's not going to serve me if it takes me 20 hours to figure it out, but I know someone that I can just pay and it's $10.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And when you build it into your pricing, you know, it's a cost of sale and it's fine. You can do it. right?
Correct. I don't have to stress out about it.
So from a couple hundred bucks to like 3,200 and you keep going, like, how are you feeling about the future of your business?
Very hopeful and excited. I went to my first BNI meeting today, which is also something that you talked to us about in Boutique Breakthrough. And it felt really good to be around other local business owners who are on the same track, who have the same mindset of helping other people achieve their goals, will help you achieve your goals. And it was great.
Did the 7B conversation that we teach in Boutique Breakthrough is like just my system that I love so much that I've spent so many years creating. Did that help you in all these situations? Like, are you just able to start conversations with strangers and turn them into clients?
Yes. So I have a lot more confidence again, because it's just part of who I am and what I'm sharing with people. It gives me something easily to talk about. And I also think that, it just takes away the mystery of what you need to say to people. And you have the script there, you just refer to that. And the more you say it, the more it becomes part of who you are. And so I think that another thing is like staying in tune with your podcasts and anything where you can hear your videos and all of that, because the more I hear you talk, the more I hear it come out of my mouth, which helps me have more confidence in what I'm saying. And when either a client calls me and it's not the right fit for them, but sometimes I can tell that they're not the right fit for me. Like, it's not them telling me no, it's me telling them no. Like, I'm okay with saying that now and it not feeling, I'm not going to be desperate. I'm not going to take the low hanging fruit because I could go get $300, especially if I can tell they're going to treat me like crap.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, people.
Right.
Yeah, I can just hear in your voice, like how you've elevated, how you just talk about yourself, how you've elevated your own worth to see like this. You're stepping into that identity of a true boutique photographer. And I love it that you don't have to go out in desperate search, you know, of clients. You just have that confidence about you and it's just going to keep getting better, my friend.
Yes, it's awesome. So thank you so much. It definitely helps me. Saying no to them says yes to me. Like, and my dreams, you know?
So good.
Yeah.
Saying no to them means yes to you. And then you can find the right clients that you both say yes.
That's right.
Wow. Thanks, Sally Brown. You're amazing.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Woohoo. You did it, friend. You just listened to a full episode of the Worth Every Penny Joycast. You invested time in bettering yourself and your photography business will thank you for it. I'm proud of you. And if you enjoyed this podcast, could you do me a favor? Like and share it so it reaches more photographers who need to hear it. Join me next Tuesday and I'll help you grow your photography business.